Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another Saturday, another ride. Bad weather in this ride, off and on today. I know in some areas there was thunderstorms this morning. Taper off a little bit of rain, have a little bit of sun. Then we'll have more rain, more winds, but still, it's Saturday, so we're taking a ride. And again, every Saturday, there's always things to go over and look at. And this date is April 1st. Not as crazy with people, you know, with April Fool's jokes. It's just they're old and they're tired, and you know, you move on. But April 1st was an important date in sports history in this area, and we'll get to that later. It was an important date. It was an exciting date, and there were things that happened on this date, and so we'll get to that. But first, I guess I really should deal with the Phillies because it gets over the top with people getting crazy. The Phillies lost the opening game, and baseball usually gives teams the next day off for weather situations, although the Phillies are playing in a place that has a dome. So I don't know why they do that, but it's just what baseball does. So people have had 2 days to whine and complain, because it was an afternoon game, whine and complain about the Phillies blowing a 5-0 lead, about Aaron Nola. You know, it's one game. It's one game. Is it good that Aaron Nola just completely fell apart in the fourth inning? No, it's not a good thing. But you know that he's a good pitcher. Is he a great pitcher? No, he's not a great pitcher, but he's a good pitcher. But people will kind of worry, and then is the pitching deep enough? You know, I'm not excited that Bailey Falter is pitching third game of the season for the Phillies. I mean, there's something wrong with that, but Ranger Suarez is still hurt. Otherwise, Ranger Suarez would have pitched that third game. Then they go into the Yankees, and I get all that, but the season is so long, too long, way too long. When you think there's 161 games left, and there's so many games, and when you really break it down, last year, they needed every one of those games because it was not, I wouldn't say it was a great season until we got to September, or a really good season until the Phillies got to September. So it's so long and so many things can happen, and just relax. But it is amazing how people turn on Aaron Nola. Aaron Nola has done a lot of good things. He's pitched a lot of innings. You know, his numbers are good in baseball pitching standards, but people will still find ways to bury him, which is part of what our question is today, and I'll get to that, to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. So we can talk about that, and I don't think your thoughts have changed concerning the Phillies. I don't think they should have changed concerning the Phillies. If you thought they were going to win, they're still going to win. If you thought they're going to win If you think they're going to win 90-some games, that shouldn't change it because it's only one game. I don't think they're going to get into the 90s, but that's another story. So we'll talk about that today. And then, of course, there's always the Eagles to talk about. They signed another a bench player or a support player or whatever, defensive tackle, which is not a big deal, but they're just filling out rosters, and there's still things to come, especially when you get into camp. There's still things to come. Running back will come. This Bijan Robinson nonsense to draft him at number 10 is the most foolish, ridiculous, idiotic, stupid thing that I've ever heard of. And you get people that say, oh, you're going to take him at 10. No. The draft, we still got 3 weeks plus until the draft. And there'll be a lot of debates and a lot of things that people talk about. I was at the league meetings in Phoenix, and it's interesting to talk to coaches and to hear what's going on. And rule changes, there's not a lot of – the only rule change is that you can use zero. They're thinking about other things, but I don't think the clock with tenths of a second, which is not a big deal. It's better for the officials because then they can see when the clock actually gets to zero on the play clock. I'd like to see that, but they want to research it more, and they have owners meetings again in May, and they'll look at that again. But it's a cost thing, I think, for a lot of, and I know for a lot of teams. And that probably comes into it as well. As much money as the NFL team owners make, I don't think that should be a big problem. But the thing that came out of that, and we'll get to the Jalen Hurts contract, and I'm going to tell you on that, relax. 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 It's not, they're going to sign Jalen Hurts, and it's likely that they're going to agree to some kind of contract before the start of the season. Just relax. These people that just don't relax over the contract. But one of the things that came out of it, and I get, it doesn't affect me, really doesn't affect me, but it affects you, the fans. And I'm curious there's a lot of fans out there that travel. The Eagles travel probably as much. I don't know if they travel more than some other teams, but they do travel. And this is a big issue for them. It's only going to affect them maybe. Actually, it's going to do more than – they're affected throughout the season because of the NFL having the ability to flex games. And the Thursday night flex is so unfair. And everybody except the owner of the New York Giants has said it's okay. Mara, the owner of the New York Giants, really has criticized it. And he thinks about the fans. I don't really care about the players. Players have to adjust. The players have to adjust to a short week. I don't care about the players. They're making plenty of money that they have to adjust to that, and they shouldn't. And they shouldn't complain because that's just part of it, because it gives them a long week afterwards. They shouldn't complain. It's the fans. And I'm really curious. I am interested. Again, I don't plan these trips for to watch the Eagles on the road. I mean, hopefully they do it for the team at home. But even then, people plan their Sundays around the NFL football. And Eagles fans plan their Sundays. The 1 o'clock games are the best. They're the best. But less and less, when you're a good team, less and less of that happens. But Thursday night, not only do you have to change your travel plans, and they give you 15 days. It doesn't matter. You make your plans more than 15 days ahead because you want to be able to get flights. You want to be able to prepare for travel, get the hotels, do the whole thing, and maybe save a little bit of money doing it. And then there's obviously fans of Philly plan things. They've got to change things. It depends on which game you're flexing. If it's a bus ride, that's one thing. But if it's more than a, but still, you still have to take the day off from work. You have to take 2 days off from work. Because not only will you have to take Thursday off, you're going to have to take Friday off. I mean, I don't like when they flex Sunday into Monday. Because then that's a problem too. But Thursday night games, and the NFL just, it's mo money. I mean, that's all it is for the NFL. But I'd be interested to hear what you have to say on how it screws up fans, and you being a fan that travels for Eagles road games. It's just not fair. It's not easy for people. Well, if people take days off from work, that's not easy. And then you use vacation days that you'll use them for the Eagles, but you have to, there's so many things that go into it. So, I mean, I'd like to hear from you with that. Again, I mentioned the idiocy, the lunacy, the ridiculousness of people wanting a running back at number 10 in the draft. You only have him for one contract because you know there's more risk of a running back. The longevity of a running back is probably worse than any other position. And that's a problem for teams that draft. When you draft somebody that high, you want them for years of service. And you can get running backs, if you have a good offensive line, which the Eagles do, you can get running backs that can be successful. And there's no reason. I mean, Ike Reese is out of control with wanting to draft. But that's all right. He's out of control with a lot of things. Wanting to draft a running back at number 10. I would be more than shocked if the Eagles take Bijan Robinson at 10. There's some projections. These mock drafts get ridiculous too. Some projections don't believe he'll go to maybe 26, and that would be Dallas. And at 26, it obviously is not a big deal because the level of player is not as big at 26. So, I don't even know why people just get locked in on stupid, foolish, ridiculous things. But at running back is, and he might be the best player in the draft, but it's not the best. It is not the best. He will not go in the top 10, and he might not go in the top 20, which wouldn't surprise me. All right, so now there's another small issue, and I'm not going to make a big deal. Actually, let me get to the question first. So you know what the question is. For your chance to win a $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, so much good food. Boy, you're thinking about eating. The Bruno Brothers is a place to go. Any one of their 7 retail locations, or check everything out at thebruno.com. All right, and this is based on what people have done to Aaron Nola. And it's over the top. Players or coaches that we like to rip, and I'll use the word rip rather than just criticize, fairly or unfairly. And there's a lot of players and coaches that we ripped fairly or unfairly. And I will lean, and I don't, my producer back in the studio, Nick Earnshaw, he's going to have the primary choice, but obviously I can override that choice. I can, just in the fairness of getting it right. I'm going to lean to people that get ripped unfairly, but they get ripped nonetheless. But, you know, fairly or unfairly, it's wide open. And there's some obvious choices, and the obvious are the obvious. And the obvious are for good reason. And so players or coaches that fans or people at WIP like to rip fairly or unfairly to win that $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. One other note. Today is the day, and I don't know what's going to happen, but there's a lot of people that have said, the hell with you, Elon Musk for taking away the verification of the blue check mark on Twitter unless you pay for it. Why should you have to pay for your credibility? And I've seen actors, I've seen athletes, I've seen a lot of people that say, the hell with Twitter. I'm not, it's out of principle. I'm not paying for it, which will then, by having people paying for verification, there'll be a lot of phonies out there that now join Twitter. And Twitter is the toilet of the internet, and it will become a bigger cesspool of garbage when you take away the verification. Now, the verification doesn't mean that people will tweet like players are verified, but there's so much nonsense, that they tweet out. It's like it's a waste of time, and I've unfollowed players because of the what they do to clutter up their timeline. But that doesn't mean you're going to have tweets that make sense, that aren't a waste of time, that don't clutter up your timeline. For instance, you know, my pal, Elliot Shore Parks, had the most useless tweet as he's getting ready to fly out of Phoenix. And I saw it while I was sitting there waiting to take off. His ridiculous tweet: the silliest part of packing snacks for a long flight is that I basically just sit there and think about them nonstop until I just give in and eat them all like 1 hour into the flight anyway, leaving me with nothing to eat for the actual long part of the flight. And my response to that tweet was, nobody cares. Nobody. See, now that's a waste and a cluttering up of a timeline. It is a waste because nobody cares. That those are the kind of things that happen, and it happens with verified people and unverified people. But it doesn't matter. I don't think, and I don't know how many people out there are verified that call the show, but I don't know that anybody is really going to pay for it. So Elon Musk, it makes you more annoyed at a person like Elon Musk than anybody, but whatever. And I got something to deal with John Marks, who, fun sometimes and sometimes not fun, takes shots at me. But everybody takes shots at me, so it doesn't. That stuff happens all the time, so I'm used to it. But I'll deal with that coming up, too. Let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. All right. But you already know that number, right? You already know that number. So Phillies panic. I don't think there's a lot of people panic, but there's probably some. And there's probably some that have questions about the depth of the starting staff, have questions after the first game. And again, it's only one game. And I think it's unfair about the bullpen. People still, I hear, and the question comes up all the time, Jalen Hurts contract. And the most ridiculous thing, and I guess the question has to be asked when Nick Sirianni spoke on Tuesday. All the coaches speak, the AFC on Monday, the NFC on Tuesday. You know, when you ask a question where you know the coach is not going to criticize that player, asked a question about thoughts of Zeke Elliott becoming the Eagles, signing him and becoming an Eagle. He's done. He's cooked. He's over. And Nick Sirianni talked about how impressed he was watching him on the other sideline for 2 years. I mean, like, please. That wasn't the answer to the question. But you dodge it because you don't want to give an answer. I mean, you know he's done. You know he's done, but he's not going to say it. So to ask the question, if you even write that quote about what he said, it's wasting space in a story that might write. It's like, why even deal with it? All right, so you got the numbers, 215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to your thoughts. fans of travel, I do want to hear from them. Phillies panic, I want to hear that. And Jalen Hurts contract, just relax. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:19.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.